Now, you've just recently added a new addition to the family. I understand you have a younger girl now?
I do, yes.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
And now that you're, well, I guess you've been a father for some time because you have another daughter as well.
I do, yes.
Now, what do you think about sports nutrition for kids? You know, we're asked by people in the public, is this stuff safe? Can my kids take it? What's your response?
Well, the answer is yes. It's totally safe for children, and it's a wonderful addition. I mean, from a health standpoint, first of all, who has more important nutritional requirements than a developing child? You know, it drives me nuts to see kids living on pop and chocolate bars. You know, they're decal. We'll be here half an hour talking about all the things that are going wrong by doing that. You know, and kids aren't getting enough EFAs, and I think a lot of ADD is in reality essential fatty acid deficiencies, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that goes wrong with kids because of poor nutrition. Parents should make prudent food choices for their children and nourish them as best they can. As far as sports nutrition goes, with the exception of the small category of products that intentionally alters hormonal production, other than that, I mean, everything else essentially is made of food concentrates in one form or another. I mean, whey protein, creatine, glutamine, HMB, all that stuff is totally appropriate for children. Some of the seminars I've been doing of late have actually been, you know, sports nutrition for kids and talking to hockey teams, I did one for soccer moms not too long ago. And their fear of sports nutrition is significant, but almost all the time it's unfounded. You know, these products do wonders for the development of children, but also to enhance their athletic performance. I had a conversation with you one time where you told me that your children consume creatine. Works like a charm.
Yeah, and I agree 100% with what you're saying, and there is this unfounded fear. And again, the focus is on education and understanding the reasons why people think the way they do. And in some cases, we have to reprogram them. In other cases, they have to be exposed to people like yourself, read material, go to seminars, get information from the health food store.
Yeah.
So is there a change going on in the industry? Do you see, a degree of enlightenment in the...